You are listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. with Lindsay Ward and Sir Rockin.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay. And y'all, it's back. We're back with season two of Ms. and Mrs. And Jesus, have I missed the show.
This is simply the greatest show on television today.
I love it so much. I am so happy it's back, because with everything that's going on right now, it was a welcome distraction.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, it was. Oh yeah.
It was just everything you could ever want and more. And we begin with a proper catch-up. Maurice is pregnant with their second child. Monroe is now up. She's walking. She's a toddler. She's running around. She's exhausting both her parents. And they're officially moving back to LA from Austin. Sadly, we do not get the return trip as an episode, at least not yet. But yeah, so that's where we are. And we open with it being WrestleMania week. In New York. The fam is in New York. Maurice has a much more pared down trip this time because, well, you know, she wasn't allowed to ship anything, I don't think.
They didn't ship that much this time. Last time she bought the world to New York City.
This time she's like, no, I can't be bothered. No, I'm not doing that. So they have a much more pared down trip. They only brought one stroller this time.
I mean, first world problems, only bringing one stroller to New York City. I mean, that's just...
I mean,
times are tough.
Times are so tough for them. So, while it's WrestleMania week, it's also another very important week in the history and the lives of Ms. and Mrs., and that is that it's Monroe Sky's first birthday. Very important.
Yeah, it is.
And as they like to point out, first birthday parties are not for the kids, they're for the parents, which is accurate.
It is very accurate.
So Maurice basically wants to have a birthday bash in New York City for Monroe. Miz wants to have a very small family thing, you know, where he's basically like, all we need to do is get a cupcake and take a picture, and that's it, because she's not going to remember it. And Maurice is like,
we're doing a birthday bash, so yeah.
So there. So as they're talking about this, Maurice is laying in bed, Miz is in the bathroom, and she starts asking him all sorts of sexual questions, including, you know, fun little tidbits about having sex outside and bondage and other type activities to get his sex personality score, to which he gets a 47. So, you know, Missionary Mike, he's at it again, and basically he's an average lay.
But everything he does is above average, so, you know.
Because he's a Mizanin, damn it.
He can't take being below average. He can't take being 47. He's not Missionary Mike. He's above it.
He was so insulted. It was hilarious. And Maurice is like, you know, and he's like, just to prove it, I'm going to do it. We can do it right here, right now. You want to go? And he strips off the towel. He's butt-ass naked in front of a camera crew. And he's like, you want to go? You want to go? Huh? You want it? And Maurice is just kind of standing there staring at him and it. And the only response she has is like, did you just shave your legs?
He's like, yeah.
He's like, I did, actually.
I did.
It's Mania. He's wrestling. You know, you got to have that smooth leg.
She also brought out that he's a lot of fun to make fun of.
Yeah, yeah. He rises to the occasion very well for that. So we cut to them doing WrestleMania appearances at Access and interviews, and they talk about doing the birthday bash for Monroe. And after all that's done, they, you know, go to check out a venue for the party, which is called the Cotton Candy Spa, and it does mani-pedi, spa treatments, the works for kids that are celebrating a birthday. And you go there, and it's very cute. It's pink and gold, and there's tufted things and gold bowls, and they do your makeup, and there's cotton candy. And so we start to get the pricing for this. Y'all need to sit down. Because one, I respect the owner of this place, because clearly they can get this.
Yeah.
So, and it is New York, so I could see why. This is probably cheap for New York. So the kids, not even adult, the kids' mani-pedi is $100 per person. $100.
Yeah, and then you have to rent out the mani spot for like $1,200 on its own.
And then, you know, the makeup spot, that's $500 for 2 hours. Then there's a cotton candy machine. It's another $500. A DJ is $500. And then there's a bunch of other stuff that, you know, totals up the cost to a whopping $10,600 for a first birthday party. So everything all inclusive probably would be $10,600. And Miz just kind of stands there and looks at Maurice and is like, no.
No. Are you nuts? Are you serious? We're not spending $10,000 on a kid's birthday, first birthday party. That is nuts. That is just insane.
I'm kind of with Miz on that. I'm sorry. I know first birthday they only have one, but $10,000? Come on.
Spending $200 on food is a lot for a first birthday, but I've seen that done.
Well, but okay. All right. Spending a lot on the food, I get, because you're going to have adults there. You're going to have family members and adults, so you need to have good food and you need to have good booze. So I can see shelling out for the food. That's all right. $10,600 for a mani-pedi day, essentially, with her and her closest friend. She's one. Miz brings up she barely has nails, but she does have nails. You know, if you want to do that type of party, that's better when they're like, I'm going to say six.
Five, six, yeah.
Because that's really fun for them.
Yeah, because then they'll know what they're doing.
Yeah, they'll understand it and they'll probably remember it. Here, she's not even going to remember it. They'll have the pictures and they'll be super cute because she'll look fabulous. But Miz just puts his foot down. He's like, absolutely
nope,
not.
Nope,
no,
not a thing. Nope.
Nope, we're not doing $10,600. I'm not paying $10,600. And Maurice is like, fine, $500. I can do it for $500. And Miz is like, the hell you can. And they make a wager. Challenge accepted. So they're driving around after they've made this challenge. And Miz says he wants coffee. He needs a little perk up.
And then he starts describing things to Maurice. And it's like, me, you in the back right now. Let's go.
And she's like, what? No, I'm not doing it in front of him. So basically they pull over. They send the driver in for coffee. And they climb in the back of this Suburban. He turns all the cameras off. And, you know, he's like, 2 minutes. Let's go. And Maurice is like, it's really more like 30 seconds.
He's like, 10 minutes. Not two, 10. He's, you know, he's thinking big here.
He's thinking big. He's thinking big, but, you know, well, it doesn't quite last 10 minutes. I don't think they quite get it off the ground because the driver comes back a few minutes later, it feels like. Mike gets out of the car. He's getting redressed, you know, and the driver's like, what's going on? And he's like, hey, how you doing? You know, good. You got the coffee. Casually opens the trunk. Maurice gets out of the trunk all awkward-like, and then they get in the car.
The most awkward part is, like, the driver's like, do you need help? I was like, no, I'm good.
I just have to get my wife out of the back. Excuse me.
So awkward.
It's so terribly awkward. The driver's like, did they just bang in my car?
They tried to.
They tried, but sadly, 30-second mic didn't happen. If he had happened, then they would have been fine. But, you know, he was gone for 10 minutes. So we're back at Mania Access. Miz is taking pictures. Mr. Miz, aka George Mizanin, is taking pictures. They're having a good time. They're doing more interviews. They're hyping up the birthday bash that Maurice is planning. And so everybody's super excited about that. And then we go cake shopping, which they go to this bakery. Maurice picks out a tasteful two-tier, very adorable first birthday cake, which is $250. It's half the budget. And Miz is like, she's not going to make it. There's no way. That's half the budget. I want to see what else you can do for $250. Let's go. And Maurice being, you know, pregnant, she's like, you know, I think I have to go to the bathroom. I don't think we're going to make it back to the hotel. I'm going to run back in and go pee. And so he's like, fine. So she runs back in and she looks at the owner and she's like, I have 5 million followers on Instagram. Let's go.
What can we do?
What can we do? I'll give you a shout out. And Maurice essentially bargains her social media influence for a cake for free. So she gets a $250 cake for free.
Good. Like, you see these cameras right here? I mean, let's do a thing.
You're going to be on a show, so let's talk.
Let's talk.
And I mean, honestly, good honor.
Mm-hmm.
Good honor. If I was able to do that in my life, I would love that. But, you know, she's being smart and she's using her tools to her advantage, which is she has cameras following her and she has 5 million followers. So that gets you a few things for free. But then we're off to the Hall of Fame. Everybody's dressed up. Everybody looks gorgeous. And then we have the most awkward conversation in a hallway I think I've ever heard, because they bring up the sex quiz to Zack Ryder and Chelsea Green, and Zack is giving Miz a hard time, and then out of nowhere, Titus O'Neil shows up.
What? Yeah.
And they start talking about all the weird places that they have had sex. And apparently Titus likes to, you know, be fun and adventurous. I'm not judging at all. Go Titus. But he even brings up, you know, throwing some shoes in a dryer, throwing her on top of the dryer as it's turned on with the shoes in it, and going to town. I was just like, oh my God.
I mean, he has a lot of kids, so it makes sense.
So Titus knows how to please his lady.
Yeah.
He does. But the best part about all of this is they're having this conversation, right? The five of them are having this conversation. And as they pan back to Zack Ryder and Chelsea Green, in the background is the mayor of Knox County, Glenn Jacobs, a.k.a. Kane, walking up. I'm like, no! Please don't have him get in on this. He's an elected official. I don't want to know.
But you do.
It's like, oh, this is so awkward. The only thing that would have made it better is if it was Taker. And he had swap stories. But sadly, it wasn't. And they didn't, at least on air. So, there you go. But then we go look at a venue that Maurice wants, which is like a play place. It's a fun adventure place for kids where they can run around. They have playgrounds. They have all kinds of things. And this is the next day, by the way. And so they're at the venue. Maurice loves it. Miz loves it. They both think it's perfect. And for the 5-star package, which is all the bells and whistles, it's $1,550. So Maurice is like, what can I do to get this for free? And they're like, well, we can't really give it to you for free.
We do 50% off.
We'll do 50% off. And Maurice is like, not good enough. Let's talk. What do I need to do to get this for free?
So they continue to make some deals.
Yeah. So then it's party time. It's Monroe Sky's birthday. Ryan Cabrera's there. Mike and Maria Kanellis are there. Elias is there as the musical entertainment.
It's like Elias shows up with his guitar.
It was amazing. You know, Maurice is all dressed up. Monroe's all dressed up. Miz looks good. At least till he gets to the door. And then Miz finds out that the way that Maurice got the play place and all the trimmings for free was she pimped out her husband, and he has to work his own daughter's birthday party in his wrestling attire as an appearance to take pictures with kids for free.
Yeah. So it's like he has to be not Mike Mizanin, he has to be the Miz for the party.
And he's just like, you whored me out.
Yeah.
You whored me out. And she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do it again because you know what? It got us the venue for free. She brought it in. Well, before we get there, it's, you know, so he's interacting with the kids and he's like, who's awesome? The Miz. Who, you know, who's your favorite WWE superstar?
Roman Reigns.
He's just like, God damn it. FML. Just FML, you know?
Yeah.
So then Elias gets up. Ryan Cabrera joins in with him.
Elias does his whole shtick.
Silence
your cell phones. Shut your mouths.
And Ryan Cabrera is like, I don't think you can say that to kids. And he's like, I'm Elias. I can get away with it. It was so great. It's like, why is this not on my TV? But it is.
It is. It is on Ms. and Mrs. on USA Network.
So, they call Ms. up on stage, it's just like a little area, and they sing to Monroe. And he sings a song to his daughter, which is very, very sweet. And then we find out what Maurice brought it in for.
Before we get that, the ending of the song where it's like, you get all the love and no boys.
Yep, like a true dad. Mm-hmm. So Maurice had to bring it in for under $500, and the total is, drum roll please, $426.72.
Well done. Miz was so happy about the number.
I don't know how much she whored herself and Miz out to do that, but I am beyond impressed. And well done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, that's what 5 million Instagram followers will get you.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I'm going to sell you more often because think of all the free stuff we can get.
He's like, okay.
He's like, that's fine. I'm good with that. If this is what we get for that, I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something else that Miz wants to get. He still wants to prove that he's not Missionary Mike. And so they're at the hotel in New York. All the fans that are there, WWE fans staying here, all the roster is staying there, all the management staying there. It's the hotel, right? So there's a little area off to in the hallway where the ice machines are that you go. And, you know, if you go in this certain area, nobody can really see you. So they go down there butt naked. Miz throws off his robe, throws it in the hallway. And I guess while they were banging in this spot, somebody picked up his robe or it vanished or something. Because when they got done, he's like, where's my robe? Where's my robe? Where's my robe? Can't find it. So what does he have to do? He has to streak naked in front of the camera crew again across the hallway, grab somebody's dishes off their room service tray, and then run down the hall with one on the front and one on the back for modesty's sake to get back to their hotel room. Thankfully, he's not seen by anybody except the camera crew and a hotel maid. But you really desperately wanted somebody to find him.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the hilarity of it. But it was so, so funny because Maurice is giving him a hard time about it where she's like, do you think they clean these things? Or actually, no, when they're doing the interview, he's like, he dashed down the hallway with a cup and a... He's like, no, it was a very large plate. Two very large plates. And she's like, you think they clean those things? My God. I love them together.
They're great.
And after this, he's like, all you get is Missionary Mike. I'm not doing that ever again. Never again am I doing that.
She's happy with it, Missionary Mike.
You know what? A little different spices it up. It really, really does. But you know what? If it's working for you, it's working for you. And don't try to do anything outside your comfort zone. But good on him for trying new things. Good on both of them for trying new things. I'm very proud of them. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's WrestleMania. Miz is preparing for his match with Shane, but before he's, you know, gonna do that, he has a little surprise for his family where he's got a very nice suite put together for the whole Mizanin clan and Monroe and Maurice especially. George packaged taped teddy bears to the wall because he felt like they looked good. It was a little creepy. They're like, this is why we don't leave her alone with you. And so it was very, very sweet. They tried to make it special and make it a moment because it is Monroe's first Mania. So he tried to make it very, very special. And according to Maurice, she lights up at his music and she looks at the entrance when he comes out. So she knows.
That's him.
She knows that's him. She knows that's Daddy, which is so cute. Mm-hmm. And then we see the highlights of the match between Miz and Shane. We see George getting in the ring, mixing it up, and they're like, you know, there's his 15 minutes of fame that he's gonna turn into 15 years, kind of like Miz did. It's a Mizanin quality.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to the big finish of the match, which, spoilers at this point, is the big suplex spot where Shane McMahon picks up the victory over Miz because he lands on top of Miz. Maurice is a little concerned, but Miz is okay. And then Miz asked, you know, because he wanted to give Monroe a moment. And he's like, did she like it? Did she enjoy it? She slept through the whole thing.
And she was like, yeah, she loved it.
She loved it. She absolutely loved it. But she actually slept through the whole thing.
But yeah. Yeah.
That's the show. I have missed this.
So much.
So much. I love this show. I can't speak to how much I love this show. Because it's just, again, it's just how they don't take themselves seriously. Because they could, right? They could absolutely be obnoxious if they wanted to be, but they don't.
No, they're really down to earth in their own way.
And I'm sorry, she's a saint for putting up with him. Because I would have thrown things at him by now. But yeah, they're just both. I mean, I love them both so much. And I know they're trying their best for their daughter, which makes it that much better. Like, you actively see them trying to be good parents. And they don't always get it right.
Mm-mm.
But they're actively trying to be good parents. Not to say that everybody else out there isn't, but you see the struggles that they have being parents, being normal parents, where it's like everybody else looks like they have it together, and they look like they have it together most of the time, but they have their moments.
Mm-hmm.
They do. So also minimal Margot. I don't think we got a lot of Margot in this.
No, not she wasn't with them in New York.
So we'll have to see if we get more Margot this season.
I can get a guarantee we'll get more Margot coming soon.
I cannot wait for Margot. I've missed her very much. But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
We're done. It is Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and beyond at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure you check us out live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern for the Rack, at RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, and Twitch.tv/WTRLive, where if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, called Twitch Prime, you can subscribe for free and support the show and every other show we do here on Wild Talk Radio Network.
So, all right. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and you've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. the Miz and Mrs. Season 2 debut edition right here, and we will be back next week. Till then, bye!